Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not a merry the sweetheart.
For the sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back. It's still snowing. The snowing is still happening. And an update on Charlie. I think he's getting picked up. I need to check Life 360 and see if he's moving either in a little driving car or on foot, which would be a whole different situation. Are the roads so bad right now that I just saw Dave Glover, because it's the top of the hour. We're out there getting drinks or whatever in the cafeteria. He goes, oh, hey, so you probably got a 2-hour drive home, too. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Is it that bad?
Hi, by the way.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey. Yes, I'm hearing that they're kind of terrible.
Crap.
Yeah.
That's Trisha.
Mm-hmm. Hey-o.
Bearer of bad news.
Wah, wah.
What else can you tell us that sucks?
Roads are bad. It's super cold.
The snow is pretty, though.
Yeah, it is. Ooh. And it's December. We're into Christmas season. This feels festive.
Yes.
I'm okay with
Christmas.
It.
Yep.
People freak out about the roads. I feel like Illinois does a better job than Missouri. I don't know if that's accurate, but
I freak out. I hate it. Since last night, I've been sitting there like, oh, it's super, super snowy. Maybe I don't know if I can go in.
I just told I told Brad and Trisha here that I just did something that is, I'm embarrassed about it. So I'm going to tell you all about it. I just did something that if Ryan came in here and told us, I would just rail on him for it. So I got me a Pepsi Zero Sugar, which I think is maybe the best soda there is right now. And I was in a hurry because I went out there to get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the wrong thing to pay for it. So I had no mechanism to pay for it.
So you stole?
No, I didn't. I set the soda kindly by the little checkout thing and came back to get my money.
Mm-hmm.
My tap to pay on my phone. Went back out there, was now in a hurry. And I had it's a bottle of soda, a 20-ounce bottle of Pepsi Zero Sugar. Had it in my hand like this. So just was holding it by the lid. It fell out of my hand. And it bounced off the floor upright, and then it bounced again. That sucker's hot right now.
You didn't put it back?
Put it back.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Here's what I did, though. I took 2 or 3 bottles of the Pepsi Zero Sugar out and stuck it in the back. Mm-hmm. So there are like 3 other people in the building right now.
You mentioned Dave Glover. I imagine him out there cracking his Pepsi.
Somebody
zero
make Dave
sugar.
Go get that zero sugar Pepsi all over the KMOX studio. Sabotage by 97.1 FM Talk, Annie Fry.
Can't trust those guys.
I stuck it in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be okay.
Probably.
But it might not.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to get it again in like 2 days. You're going to go.
It'll be fine
by
then. You're
going to be excited about your soda and it's going to.
Won't it be fine by then?
I don't know.
How long does it take for that to calm down?
I think you got to like slowly open it.
Retro, George.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's not my problem right now.
Yet. Well, we appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. I felt bad, but I didn't know what else to do because I wasn't going to drink that thing in this hour, and I wasn't going to buy a second one. I guess the most honest thing I could have done was just buy another one.
Would that have been too much? Yeah, that would have been too much.
Yeah.
You're good.
Do I get a little credit for not making it be like the next Pepsi Zero Sugar to be purchased? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even more credit for not shaking them all up in there. Proud of you for paying.
You know, that's what happens when you set the bar really low. It's just like, you did pay for it though, right? Thanksgiving weekend, December is here. December. I am excited for Christmas to be here, but I continue to be shocked at how fast time is moving. How old's your little guy?
Almost 17 months now.
Does it feel like forever?
No, I mean, it feels like it went so quickly.
Do you remember life before having a kid?
I have flashes of that. And then that first year felt like an eternity. And now it is flying by. He's like a little person now.
Yeah. Personality?
Mm-hmm. So much.
Do you know Bernie's personality?
Yeah. Yeah. He's cheeky and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said this a little bit earlier. Charlie will be 16 the day after Christmas. Oof. And were you around when I was pregnant with Jensen?
Yes. Charlie is probably 2 when we met,
okay.
2 or 3.
Yeah. Trisha and I met when I was at my alma mater, her current school at SIUA, came back to speak to her classroom. Who was the professor? Donald?
Yes.
Dr. Donald.
Nice man.
Yeah. And I talked to her class and I would always at the end be like, if you're interested in an internship at the radio station, I managed digital interns, which you can't even like do anymore. Like that doesn't even exist. Did you find that to be a valuable endeavor?
Like 1,000%.
Especially compared to like sitting in classrooms
mm-hmm.
and learning whatever they teach you. And then you go work in a radio station or a TV station or a digital media company or something like that. And you actually do things. I think the tragic part about it is you realize, like, I'm not using a lot of what I learned in the classroom.
No, but you got to get the piece of paper, and it's all about making connections.
Well, that was actually something that went away. I guess it wouldn't have been the Affordable Care Act. What would it have been with? It was an Obama initiative that basically said that internships were slave labor.
Yeah, you had to pay, which really was detrimental to both, like, the education process and our business, because now we have
like free labor.
Well, we love it. It's the best. It's really the only
it's how
kind
I
like.
Started. Uh-huh. It's how you started.
Well, it's how you learn and it's how you grow people. And you can't bring people into a specific skill set like this and just pay them a bunch of money when they don't know anything.
The other thing, too, at least when I was an intern and I presume when you were interning, is that you would take it in conjunction in partnership with your school,
yep.
and the payment was college credit.
Correct.
Are we not allowed to do that?
We are allowed to set up internship programs, but they have to be paid.
In money.
In money.
Not gratitude.
Correct.
Which is also sometimes hard to
But like the 3 months you get an intern, you could teach them enough to be valuable to pay once they were out of school or whatever it
was. My experience was always bringing on an intern. I would have to do twice the work for the first half of their internship to get out workable production from them in the second half.
I think you said early on, you're like, it's a lot of work up front, but it's worth it mm-hmm. in the end.
Yeah, if you have a good intern.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you and I met, You were like, there were people sleeping in class while I was talking. Trisha wasn't. My recollection is you were in like the second or third row, kind of the middle of the room, and you like were attentive the whole time. I could tell you were interested, and you came up and asked about information for an internship afterwards. You were my intern, and then you quickly became like producer extraordinaire for 97.1. You've been here ever since. But the amount of life that we've lived in that amount of time, like I think about you. You're how old are you?
37.
37. Mm-hmm. So you're 4 or 5 years younger than me. That was a huge 4 or 5 years when you started. And now it's like we're just living the same life. But kids coming on, the holiday seasons especially, like I as a mom, especially an early on mom, I would find myself, you know, everyone's like, you know, it goes by in a blink. You know, hold on tight to these years because they'll be over before you know it, blah, blah, blah. I heard that so much that I ended up holding on so tight that I was so stressed about missing things that I was so immersed in each and every moment that, especially early on, like it would be very emotional for me to watch time fly by and try to be as present as I possibly could, especially for those younger years. Now, I was 10 years plus younger than you are when I was doing this, so I feel like you're way more established as a mom than I was when I first started out. But when time starts moving like this, you know, I think, what is it, 25 days till Christmas, because today's the first. We put up all our Christmas decorations over the weekend. I was actually thinking to myself, like, this is just for 30 days. This is a lot of work and time and investment.
Worth it.
It is. But I'm thinking, I'm going to be taking these down before I know it. Which is why I always say, like, celebrate Christmas as soon as you want to and as soon as you can. What kind of things do you have established now? Like, do you have, this will be his second Christmas? Do you have traditions that you're implementing with him at this point?
No, not yet. I mean,
we're still building them.
Yeah, and our family's pretty small. We're comfortable doing pretty much status quo for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But yeah, it's fun. Do you have any, as a mom, other than don't take it for granted and time moves fast, is there any advice you could give me as a young mother with a little one to like enjoy it more fully or to make it more special, Christmas and motherhood in general?
I think that I really experienced this myself. I don't know how much of this still really exists. I'd be interested in your perspective on it. But when I was a young mom and I had Charlie when I was 25 years old. When I was a young mom, there was a lot of tug of war over moms who want to stay home and like how much a stay at home mom's salary should really be because they do the laundry and they make the meals and do the shopping and the cleaning and blah, blah, blah. And there was this really strong pull towards becoming a homemaker, which is good. And I love that. And I have my closest friends, some of them are stay at home moms or have been in the past. But there was always like a framework with which being a mom was supposed to look like. And there was always this like forceful outward expectation as to what value that is. And it was interesting to hear people advocating so heavily to like start understanding the monetary value of a stay-at-home mom. Now, I've never been a stay-at-home mom. And I would always think like, well, gee, I'm trying to do all of those things too in conjunction with my husband, but I'm also at work making money and building a career, which I'm, you know, definitely wasn't doing this when Charlie was first born. My life looked very different from a whole variety of perspectives. But I was always looking around, like assessing what other people were doing to try to see like, what do I do next? Because I didn't know. And honestly, I think that a lot of people like tend to try to look at their parents to mimic that, but you can't do it. The parenting that took place in the 80s is entirely different than the parenting that is taking place in the 2020s. And I would even say the parenting I'm doing in the 20s, where Charlie was born in 2009, that's the times have changed in that amount, in 15 years. And, you know, there's all the Instagram framed posts and, you know, love letters to life and these.
It's very much like keeping up with the Joneses thing.
It's so consuming. You have to actively be introspective to truly be happy in life. You have to look at what you have and value what you have without any validation from anyone else. You have to be able to look at what you have and say, even if nobody else gets it, God has abundantly blessed me. My cup runneth over. And you need to truly not look anywhere else for validation on that if you want to release.
Like what I got rocks and
yeah, and
I
like,
love it.
You could explain it to other people and they just wouldn't get it. Like you couldn't even put into words the value of what I have. And, you know, I'm not saying what I have would be valued by everybody else the same. It's just what my husband and I have built together. And what everybody is building on their own, it's your own to have. And like the thing that's special about it is that it's yours. That you've taken the blessings, however it looks. 70 kids, no kids, 4 kids, 1 kid, whatever it might be. When you go into the holiday season, chances are you're still surrounded by people who you love and love you. And everything else is just details. And like as soon as I start thinking about, you know, all the gifts. I was shopping with my daughter. I was talking about this a little bit earlier in the show. I was doing some Black Friday shopping that started at 11 a.m. I don't know if that's how you're supposed to do it, but that's how we did it. When you start thinking about all of those other things as validating the worth that you give, the circle that you have, the people that you have, the experiences that you have, the holiday you're going to have, when you start looking at the things instead of the people, it is permanently disappointing because you're always trying to live up to something. You know, like we're shopping for gifts for our kids, and Jensen was helping me shop for the other 3. I have to go do another shopping trip for Jensen. But like some of the silliest things that we saw that we thought would make Molly just be overjoyed, they could be like $3 of something, and you could wrap that up individually, and she would be just so happy to open up something like that.
Speaking of gifts, with kids, do you buy for everybody else in the family? Like mom, dad, brothers, sisters? Or do you guys... So historically, we make this list of people in our lives, and we go through and we try to check it off. Does that change when you have kids? Do you get to like...
It depends on the family. For my side of the family, we buy for everybody. I have adamantly told my siblings that you do not need to spend a lot of money.
I mean,
anybody.
I'm fine nobody buying me anything.
Sure. I mean, everybody on my side of the family still wants to get everybody gifts. That's the family agreement. It's not always the case on my husband's side of the family. So, and I've also like... My husband loves to give gifts. I love to give gifts. Sometimes the gift that you can give, it doesn't need to be extravagant. It could just be thoughtful. So we've kind of taken the tact to just say, you know, let's do what we want to do. And if we can bless people that year, we want to bless people that year. If we can just do a token of appreciation or something like that, we'll do that. But it kind of boils down to what the group wants to do. You don't want people to be like, we'd really rather not spend all of this money and save money this year. So please don't get us gifts. Like to honor that, you can, it really just kind of depends on the situation. But
I feel like we tried one year to implement the Secret Santa, and like 3 or 4 of us were like, yeah, we're good with this. This is great. This simplifies it. And then there were a couple of people that were like, you do that if you want, but I'm going to do what I want, which means I'm going to buy for everybody. So you have to buy for everybody. We haven't figured out presents. Brad, do you guys buy for everybody or do you do Secret Santa?
Well, we don't really get together with the whole big extended family anymore. So we're back to that phase where we can actually buy gifts for everybody within the family.
Nice.
So we do that. And you know what? Not everybody within the family buys for everybody else either. We're just kind of cool with whatever.
Gift giving should be about giving. And, you know, I think that... If you're in a relationship or a situation, a holiday celebration where people are like nickeling and diming and budgeting or something, that's a toxic situation you got to try to figure out how to get out of.
Yeah, we don't do that. It's more I wait till the last minute, so it's hard to come up with something thoughtful. So I'm just looking for an out here.
Cards,
I'm
cards,
looking for you guys to be like, hey, it's cool. Skip it.
You just got to, I don't know.
Figure it out. I always do.
I have a spreadsheet.
Everybody's getting slippers. You have a spreadsheet.
Yes, I do.
Can you send it to me so I can?
Yeah, you know what to get.
That be my like
15-year-old
board.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to do Ethan Sports and Local next. Trisha is hanging out with us on a snowy Monday, December afternoon. We're glad you're here. Stick with us. Visit us on the Annie Fry YouTube live broadcast right now and give us your thoughts on where you are located and what the weather is doing. We would like a little bit of an update. Flatlander said, Bond County, snow coming down hard. And Ripper said Hallmark movie snow here in Fenton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stick around, we'll be right back.
Hold up!
Check it out!
Sports and local.
Tuna Helper Hannaford.
Ew.
That was a good one.
Who eats tuna here?
I'll eat it.
Oh, I eat it with sushi.
It's good for you for sure in sushi.
What kind of tuna?
Fish kind.
Tuna steaks are phenomenal.
Yes.
If done
tuna
right.
Steaks yeah. Are really like good quality ones. But like tuna in a can?
No. That's not my thing.
It's disgusting.
Tuna salad every once in a while? Come on. Protein.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Anything with the word salad? It starts with an S. I can't do. It's green.
You don't eat salad?
I can tolerate like a Caesar salad, but I just don't like a lot of salad dressings, and that's the issue for me.
Do you not like ranch?
Not on a salad, no.
That,
oh, wow.
The gas station on Tucker that's just down 3 blocks from
the
here.
The one that's abandoned now?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's graffiti on it, and the graffiti says peace, love, and ranch.
Wait, does it really?
Yes, it does.
And I've never noticed that.
Welcome to the Midwest, folks. Our
that's
ranch,
beautiful.
We dress with ranch.
That anyway. We do. Indeed. Alrighty, sports and local time. Boy, it feels like it's been forever since we've had a sports and local. I guess it's been almost a week, so that would make sense. Well,
lots
there's a lot.
News.
There's a lot indeed to catch on. Most of it's sports. Let's go ahead and start with our weekend recap of what happened in college football. The Illinois Fighting Illini played in a freaking blizzard. Do you see this, Annie? Do you see any of the shots of this?
I did. What was it? Northwestern?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looked like a miserable existence.
Rivalry
no thanks.
Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And because the snow was so bad, there were so few people that were at the game that they closed off one entire side of
yeah.
the stadium.
They're like, we're not even shoveling
so
it.
So when you were watching it on TV, it looked like it was a COVID game. Like yeah. there was just no one there, but
no
they were actually all on the TV side, or the camera side, I should
Seems
say.
Seems like they should have put them on that side, which was...
Yeah, I agree.
The benches are on the side of the press box usually, correct?
They're on the one, there's a bench on each side.
Oh, okay, I guess that's right.
Yeah.
So who is on the opposite side?
I think it was Northwestern. I believe usually the road side, but I cannot.
It was very snowy.
It was extremely snowy, but the Illinois Fighting Illini came out victorious, and as a result, well, they would have either way, but now they are for sure going to be in a bowl game. We don't know what exactly that bowl game will be. We will find out next Sunday.
Can they play Mizzou?
Oh my gosh, I
Let's
want it to happen
it!
So bad. And it makes sense.
Yes!
They're both 8-4, so it's a similar
make
competition level. The only thing that could make it better, there is no reason that St. Louis does not host a bowl game. There are all kinds of random locations that there are bowl games. St. Louis 100% could host a bowl
game. Could that still happen?
What?
Could St. Louis host a bowl game this year?
No, not
like,
this year.
Like, that's all pre-planned years ahead of time.
Way in advance.
That's what
but
I was
there's
saying.
Just, there's just no reason that it, that St. Louis, there's so many, you know, Midwest, college, you know, Big Ten's all in the area, Big 12's all in the area. There's no reason that this wouldn't be a great regional location for some bowl games where fans don't have to travel all the way to Florida to go watch their 7-5 team play.
It would be wonderful for it to be a Bragging Rights football game.
That would be so much fun.
It could be the same week as the Bragging Rights basketball game.
Hey,
oh my gosh.
Let's do something we don't do very often. Let's talk about college soccer.
Do they play soccer in college?
They do.
Okay. In America?
St. Louis is pretty good. Do you know this?
SLU?
SLU's very good.
I am a huge fan.
Not only are they the most historically great college soccer team.
You said that exactly like Donald Trump.
Really? Is that a compliment or an insult?
Go back on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and watch his hand stick out, and he did the little head tilt thing.
Great.
Great. Some might say the best. I don't know.
No one has won more national championships in men's college soccer than the SLU Billikens.
Really?
And this year, they are making a run. They won on Sunday night against Bryant in the Sweet 16 in a shootout, and now they will play Akron next Saturday in the Elite Eight. So watch out for those Billikens, because they are on a run right now.
Let's go.
Oh, what else should we talk about? Well, there was a lot of rumors stirring around here the past several weeks. What was to happen with Eli Drinkwitz following the end of the college football season? Was he going to stay or was he going to
LSU.
Go? He did not go to LSU. He is staying in the black and gold.
Gosh.
Eli Drinkwitz.
And that opened the door for Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin is now the head coach of the
LSU
Tigers.
Get Drink out of the way.
This is correct. Drinkwitz agreed to a new 6-year contract where he will make, on average per year, $10.7 million. What do you think about that, Annie?
Is that high? I mean, where does that rank for...
That's top 10 in college football.
Wow.
Good for him. Does he deserve it?
Well, here's the thing.
I'm not a Mizzou fan, so I'm not gonna.
If you were to ask,
I'm not educated.
If you were to ask me, is Eli Drinkwitz one of the best 10 coaches in college football right now? The answer would be no. But if you look at where he has got the program to right now over just a few short years, it has to get you excited about where they are, and if he's able to continue to trend in this direction, where he could get them to where, you're talking about them maybe being year by year and on the verge college football playoff team. And if that's the case, then I think it's worth the money, because if you are
investment
to
in the future,
if you are to, bring someone else in, likely someone that's coming from a smaller school again, to a certain extent, you're kind of having to start over, because a lot of his recruits probably would have followed him. And then you're maybe not at square one, but maybe you're at square two or 2.5. So is it a lot of money? Yes. But is it worth the investment? I think so.
So as somebody that's not a college football fan and has no idea about this story, did he use LSU as a bargaining chip to get a better deal himself?
I haven't seen anything come out about that, but he was not due up for a new contract.
And LSU was like recruiting him?
Well, there was never any. LSU's number one guy was Lane Kiffin, and he was at Ole Miss. But there were several schools that there were in the rumor mill that wanted Eli Drinkwitz. So we don't know where exactly he interviewed or if he interviewed anywhere necessarily. But what we do know is that even that rumor mill was creating a stir, and there were a lot of people really worried that he was going to leave. So even though he wasn't due for a contract, what this did is this allowed them to say, hey, we're going to lock you up. We want you to stay. So if you sign this deal and stay, then we'll give you more money or whatever.
Mizzou had a moderately disappointing season, but largely due to injury, correct?
Yes.
Not coaching.
So the Tigers finished 8-4. They won on not really senior day. It was since it was a road game, rivalry week. They beat Arkansas in the battle line, and they won 31-17. injuries definitely played a part. They were without their starting quarterback, Bo Prabula, for two or three games during the season. You know, maybe they end up 9-3 instead of 8-4. I don't, maybe 10-2 as a result. But, you know, you asked if coaching had to do anything with it. I would actually say that coaching did have something to do with it. I would argue that some of the play calling was pretty poor at times for Mizzou. They had arguably a top two running back in the country this year. And I would say that they didn't lean on him enough at times, especially when the quarterback play wasn't very good for the Tigers. So you could say play calling and coaching had a little bit to do with it, but Eli Drinkwitz doesn't do the play calling, so it's not necessarily a guarantee that that's you know, on him per se entirely.
$10 million a year.
$10 million a year. Isn't that amazing? I got some sad news here. We're going to switch off of sports for just a moment. For all of my people that like fried food out there, the Lotawada
off today.
The Lotawada
like
Creek
it.
Southern Grill in Fairview Heights is permanently closing.
You guys, a Lotawada fans?
No.
What is wrong with you people?
That's why they're closing.
You people are
it's your
sick.
Fault.
Fine, but you get sick after you go because you have to eat so much.
You don't have to eat at all.
You do. They put it in front of you, and I hope they switch to a buffet.
Let her cook. She's right.
No,
they put it in front of you. You
there,
finish your
you
plate.
Get going. It's really hard to stop
you get
that momentum.
Two to-go boxes, and you create two additional meals
yes.
for the future.
Yes.
And then you eat what's left.
Wonderfully responsible of you. The rest of us, Brad and I,
yes.
we eat it all, and then we feel terrible. So,
Brad, truth or false?
Truth or false?
Truth or false, Brad?
That sounds like a new Any Price segment.
Did you happen to have a heart attack following any trips to Lotawada Creek?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure. There's a burger called
you
Heart Attack Burger.
Real
I'm
heart
sure
heart
you
heart
all
yeah,
know about
but
it.
The, you but know the thing, he's had real heart
but the
attack,
thing about
that's
it
why I was asking.
I had friends.
I had to know if there was any if there was any correlation.
Truth or false.
I had friends.
Here's this really personal question.
We're insistent on going to Lotawada Creek after I had heart attacks. I'm like, no.
I really said truth or false, didn't
truth
I?
You did.
Or false, Ethan.
So I'm the logger.
I'm so glad that Ryan's not here today.
Well, he can go back and listen. We'll tell him.
Yeah, he's definitely going to do that.
That's not very nice.
No, he won't. He doesn't listen when he's here.
I'll wrap up real quickly here.
You can
with
take it to three. I don't care.
The Blues have won two straight.
Woo!
Two straight, people. One more. Anyone know what that would be?
500?
A winning streak.
It would be a winning streak.
Oh, you need
Thank
three?
You very much, Brad. Yes, it would be. Oh, they are. That, you think they're 500?
I mean, that's the definition according to Major League.
Yep.
When you have, is 500 in hockey still
not good?
Listen to me. Finish my sentence. Or wins and losses the same? Because there's all these. This is a third column. I freaking hate the third column in hockey. I hate it when they lose. You know what?
It's an overtime.
You know what the Blues? You know what the Blues tweet out when they lose in overtime?
What?
Something. I don't know how the words are
mm-hmm.
in hockey, but it's like Blues score a point,
mm-hmm.
and then it's it. Yep. And I'm like, so they lost.
Correct.
I don't.
When you win in hockey,
oh, I don't get
it's
that.
2 points.
That's dumb.
When you lose in regulation, 0 points. When you lose in overtime,
why don't we do that
point.
For baseball? What if you lose in extras? Why?
Because it's not based on a point system.
Yeah.
But what if it were? Why isn't it?
Why does it need to be?
Why does it need to be in hockey?
I don't have an answer for you.
Well, then we agree.
Truth or false?
Play the music.
Is there a good reason for it that I just am too stupid to understand?
I really don't have a good reason.
That's something
for you.
That they implemented in my lifetime. I think I was probably
yeah.
In high
ties
school.
At one point did exist.
Feels a little like a participation trophy to me.
I don't know. I genuinely have zero answer
Ethan,
for you.
Answer the question.
He doesn't have one.
Okay, here's the truth.
Although, if you were going to offend any type of athlete, offending hockey players is the stupidest way to do it. So I think it's actually a great idea.
Thank
we're going to go to a break.
Please.
the YouTube poll. Do you support President Trump's immigration plan? Go vote. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is Ariana Grande. Brad, have you seen Wicked?
I got 12 minutes into that and turned it off.
Oh, it's a great movie. Have you seen it, Trisha?
No, it was on TV the other day.
Yeah?
There was like a big deal, I think, about it being on TV.
Probably because the sequel is out.
Yes.
The sequel to Wicked is not The Wizard of Oz.
Dang it.
I caught about 4 minutes of it when it was on like NBC or ABC or something like that.
I recommend seeing Wicked. It's a good movie. I thought it was really well done. I wasn't prepared to like it.
Speaking of The Wizard of Oz, that is on HBO Max right now, and I did go back and watch that recently.
We watched that over Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah.
Did you watch it as a kid a lot?
It was the one thing that my parents could put on, and then they could just leave. Like, I would be glued to the TV. We have home video of my uncle asking my dad. I was probably like 3, and you can overhear him in the background. It's a video of me like twirling or dancing, and he's like in the background. He's like, "She's still hooked on The Wizard of Oz." My dad's like, "We have to limit her to like 2 or 3 times a day." I used to watch it all the time.
What's the sequel called? Something.
Oh, Return to Oz.
No
idea.
Oh, you're talking about
The Return to Oz. No.
The sequel to Wicked?
Yeah.
That one's Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good, yeah.
Internet.
I think that's correct. I can't handle Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. What are they doing? It's too much. I don't even care what your private life entails. They seem like humanly connected. It's so bizarre. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen any of their interviews?
No.
Oh, no.
They're always touching each other. Like,
oh, they're like Cynthia too Erivo. Close.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. Cynthia Erivo will like reach in the middle of an interview. They'll be asking, you know, standard promotional marketing tour junket type of questions. And Erivo will, in the middle of a interview, just like turn to Ariana Grande and get really close to her and like fix her necklace or like touch her.
Do you think
ear.
It's like a nervous thing?
I think it's, I mean, they keep talking about it being like super pro gay stuff. The emphasis that they're putting out there is just this kind of relationship type of connection that exists. There's been comments about how they're potentially in a relationship between the two of them in the movie. There is an overemphasis on that. And this is why I asked if you'd seen Wicked, because that was kind of the vibe going into Wicked. They were super clingy to each other, super affectionate towards one another. And it was uncomfortable to watch, but you also couldn't look away. And then it went into this like, Oz is very pro-gay. Oz is all about LGBTQ.
Is there
blah, blah,
a love
blah.
Story in Wicked
Not
between
with,
the two of them?
I mean, they have
like a friendship,
an
right?
unlikely friendship. This is before Cynthia Erivo becomes the Wicked Witch.
Right.
And, you know, Ariana Grande in Wicked is like perfect. Everything is perfect. And everything she does is perfect. And the Wicked Witch, what's her name? It's like Imelda.
Elfie or something?
Elphaba.
You know a lot about this movie for not having seen it or knowing what we're talking about.
I know
about.
A lot of theater kids.
I think you just are really, really into the promotional material.
Can't get away.
Kind of like a weird kink.
I can't quit it.
Yeah. So they're super affectionate towards each other. And there was this kind of overlying thing going into Wicked that this was like a super pro LGBTQ safe space, if you will.
Okay.
But- and now the second one, they're doing it again, but they're like trying to integrate it into the story. Here's the thing, though. When I saw Wicked, I was like, this is just a good movie. I didn't like the stuff that they were trying to like glaze over the whole thing. This like LGBTQ shimmer on the whole thing. Like, if you wanted to see that in all the intricate bobs and weaves of the movie, you could maybe see that if you wanted to, but you certainly didn't have to. This is a perfect example of like woke culture taking good things and force feeding you through the marketing and the chatter about something to like understand that this is about something that you don't really need it to be about to watch the movie and enjoy it.
I'm still caught up on them touching each other in interviews.
Lots of petting.
But why? I can see myself getting really nervous during in front of a camera and being like, just like petting somebody.
You know how I am.
It would be you and you'd slap me. I'd be like, Annie and I are best friends. We work so well. And you'd be like strangling me.
I need her to be two arm lengths away from me during this interview, please. you gotta go watch it.
That's a weird way to promote a movie.
They're not normal, like the way they present themselves. Now, I understand, like, if you're of the theater and you're gonna be eccentric, okay, fine. I don't care. I don't care about your personal life. I don't care. Like, just perform amazingly, and then I would enjoy the performance if you're telling a great story. But these two goofballs go out there and they're just like, I don't know. There's a lot of parodies out there about it as well. SNL parodied it in the first.
I'll go down the rabbit hole.
It just wasn't
on my radar.
And I'm just like, I would rather them come out in their next interview and just be like, we're lesbians. What do you want to know about the movie? Like, we don't need to infer. Just tell me. And then we'll move on. And then I will decide if it's a good movie that I'd like to go see.
I don't know that they are lesbians.
I don't
think they are.
I'm trying to make it make sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Ever since Ariana Grande licked that donut, she's been dead to me. It is not my thing. I don't. And she's too
donut
much for
licker.
Me. She licked that donut and put it back and I was done.
Didn't she apologize for that?
I think so.
Because she got caught.
Yeah. Because there's video of her licking donuts. Like, stop it. Stop petting people and stop licking donuts.
Are you saying that there were signs?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am.
She's incredibly talented, too. Yeah. Like, when I watched Wicked, I was watching it. I'm like, these are two really talented people. Mm-hmm. And this is a good story. I like it. And Must Go Faster guy is in there. What's his name?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Oh, I do love him.
Must Go Faster.
He says it in Jurassic Park and in Independence Day.
He says must go faster in both of those movies?
They're being chased by a T-Rex and he's in the back of a Jeep and he goes, must go faster. And then when they are trying to escape the alien mothership in Independence Day and they're trying to get out of that little slit at the end, whoop, he says must go faster. Mm. And he was right.
Good old Jeff Goldblum.
And he made it. And now he's the wizard, Nas.
Look at him go.
Let's take a quick break. YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. Trisha is a saint for staying in this weather to have this conversation with us. And you're a saint for staying here and listening to it. We appreciate you. We'll be right back. So this is a great Christmas song. This is a whole mood. You ever been in a horse-drawn carriage?
Certainly. You know what I've been in? I've been in that one that looks like a Cinderella type.
It's an upgrade.
Onion that goes through St. Louis at Christmas time, like downtown St. Louis.
What was it pulled by?
I'm assuming a horse. I don't know.
This
is a long
sure?
time. It's probably been, this has probably been 12 or 13 years.
It was a donkey.
It might have been a donkey.
Have you ever been in a horse-drawn carriage, Ethan?
I have.
How was it?
I went in
Stinky?
Tillis Park.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was, went with my family, and I believe my wife and I were engaged at the time. So, you know, she lives in Minnesota, so we don't get to have a lot of like Christmas moments together. So that was one of our, I think, our first kind of more Christmas moments together. So it was
cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Brad?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Did one, like kind of the romantic one with my wife. Did that downtown here. I don't remember exactly where at. It was around Busch Stadium somewhere.
Nice.
And then, of course, growing up on my grandpa's farm, he had a little wagon that he would hitch his pony to and let me drive it. So
that I one was even more romantic.
Often went in a John Deere drawn carriage around the on the family farm to look at the corn.
You guys ever get in one of those bicycle taxis where you got to sit in the back and like one dude is trying to pull you up?
And, he's
a,
like, yes,
and there's two of you, and this guy's like, "It's fine, get in.
It's fine. It'll be fine.
I got it. You're going uphill."
All right, let's get to the YouTube live chat poll results for today. Ethan, you got them?
I do indeed. 218 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Do you support President Trump's immigration plan? Yes, yes, but he's taking it too far, or no. 2% said no, 9% said he's taking it too far, and an overwhelming 89% wow. say yes, they support the immigration plan.
I was kind of wondering if today we would potentially see people hedging a little bit, because it does seem to be ramping up, but the stakes are really high. We've got one National Guardsman passed away after she was essentially assassinated in the streets of Washington, D.C., the other one hanging on for his life. And I think people are paying attention to the breadth of which the prior administration let people in, but the problem has been even longer than just the Biden administration. But that is a resounding level of support for President Trump and his immigration plan. We appreciate you being with us. We are going to make our way home. Hopefully we get home safely and in a good amount of time. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.